Yes, sir.
Oh, Roger, you read Mr. Dodds?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of it?
Well, it's temperate and about as good a presentation of that point of view as you can get. I'm debating whether I should answer it again.
Why don't you get another one ready and let me look at it?
All right.
I think you might point out, two or three. One point is that if we'd gotten an agreement 4 years ago, you wouldn't have perhaps had these tests.
I think that's right. If we had an agreement 4 years ago, we'd been a lot better off.
If we've been able, because the fact of the matter is, it isn't, we tested, he gives the impression in that letter that it's the Soviet testing that's closed as if we didn't test.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is that we were ahead. The more they test, the more we test, even if we each ran 100 tests.
We tend to equalize.
We tend to equalize, and so that will be with anyone else who begins to develop. They'll start way behind, and if each country continues to test, because you can't make those kind of extraordinary advances you made at the beginning, and the fact of the matter is, if we'd gotten the agreement back in 59, or whenever it was we started, if it had prevented this last series of tests, we would have been better off. The second thing is, that neutron bomb, he's a nut on the neutron bomb. 2 years ago, I think he was making some speeches about it. It was right around the corner, wasn't he?
Yes.
The fact of the matter is, I don't see the neutron bomb as making any specific difference.
Neither do I. And I've got a right, I think, tone that agreed with you, Mr. President, that arguing with Tom Dodd is better than arguing with a Republican on this. It just so happens that Dodd and I have friends.
Yeah.
And
why
I got a not... cordial note.
Yeah, all right, well, let's see what you get.
I'll get it over to you.
And then let me look at it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.